And if we're being honest here, in some ways, it served us well. The perfectionism, the willingness to run toward the professional fire, the rolling up of sleeves to solve hard problems, and the willingness to say yes when others say no have made you the go-to person in every arena of your life. That's because it's become a part of your professional brand. Let me ask you, how's it working for you? It's not. Here's the big problem. It's killing you, and that's probably the reason you're reading this book. After decades of working with people experiencing burnout, I found that of all the obstacles, this toxic professional brand is the hardest to face and the hardest to change. Why? How can you suddenly stop doing the things that have always worked for you until they didn't? But when you're in it, I mean deep in burnout, you can't see that the very drive to achieve, the compulsion to excel, has in essence become your kryptonite. Instead of helping you achieve, it becomes your nemesis. I say this from personal experience. The very things that had propelled me, not only in my career, but in every area of my life, had become my undoing. Back in the heyday of the dot-com boom, with 22 employees depending on me, my superpowers failed. I found myself deep in a burnout spiral, and I realized a little bit too late that I didn't have a plan B. I describe it as my Groundhog Day moment. I felt like I was starring in my own movie, lying in bed, hearing the alarm go off at 6 a.m. as Sunny and Cher's I Got You, Babe blared from the clock radio. I'm thinking, I don't know if I can do this one more time. I didn't know if I could get up another day more exhausted than when I had went to bed the night before. But I knew that I didn't have a choice but to get up anyway because there was no one else to do my work for me. I wasn't sure I could put on another happy face and head out one more time to earn a living by pushing through and working harder. What I didn't know at the time was that I had a choice to do it another way. I didn't know there was hope, that there was life beyond burnout. I'm here to tell you there is. Everything you need to get free from the hopelessness you may feel, you'll find in part two when I share my burnout breakthrough system. Have I found a unique solution to the problem of burnout? Honestly, I don't know. But what I do know is that my method works especially well for high-performance leaders, people operating at the highest levels in their careers, their communities, and the world. People like you. As you read on, I need to be transparent. Beginning this process will not be a walk in the park, snap your fingers once type of thing. In fact, before we begin, you have to recognize and accept three challenges. You have to believe there is hope and that you're not alone. You have to acknowledge that the cause of your distress may well be your burnout symptoms. You have to admit, and eventually let go, that everything you've known how to do up to this point, everything that has gotten you to where you are today, may be the very things that are killing you. If you're anything like me, the last one is the toughest, because how do you let go of and change the exact things that gained you success in the first place? How do you believe that if these things don't work, something else will? The truth is, those superpowers served you to a point until they took on a toxicity that is now affecting your life, your health, your business, and the lives of those you care about most. There is another way. The Burnout Breakthrough System. There is life after burnout. For now, you don't even have to believe that it will work to get the results. You just have to read on and begin to do the work. There is hope. You're not toast. If you're ready to tackle your number one burnout symptom right now so you get some relief fast, give me and my team a call. Book a call here, fastfixcall.com. P.S. We don't practice medicine and we don't pretend to. Therefore, we highly recommend you see your doctor for a complete physical before you begin implementing the burnout breakthrough system. A lot of you don't go to the doctor ever, which is precisely why we're making this recommendation. It's important to first rule out that there are no physical factors, like adrenal or blood sugar issues, that could potentially slow your emergence from burnout. Part 1, Life After Burnout. I probably don't need to share what I'm about to share because if you're reading this book, unfortunately, you're already living it. Here are some of the more well-known facts and stats about burnout among working Americans. Burnout facts. 1. Scope. 76% of employees say they are burned out and 28% state they suffer